three, four, five.
Let me see, what you call her? Minnie?
Did you go with Minnie?
Minnie, see?
The grandchildren that I taught, that's our grandmother, isn't it?
Yes,
ma'am. Little Robert and Charles. Robert and Charles' grandmother. Well, she's a nice lady.
Yes, she's all right.
Uh-huh, you reared some fine children, Mr. Because I know Minnie real well.
The boy come last night. I hate to talk this over there. The boy come last night and called him up yesterday and told him, bring me a wash part. I gave him $5 last week. Come last night and brought me a nice big wash part. Stew up my lard wig and all like that. Come to see me.
Who did that, your son?
Yes, my son.
Well, now that's a good son, isn't it?
That's right.
And so you make your own lard?
Yes, sir. I got some as nice as you ever see. I wish to swear before it get dark that you see my meat packed up.
Well, I'll come someday, some Saturday afternoon, and see all your things. How about that?
All right. I'm going down to Miss Ida's tomorrow. Boy, two of his brothers wants a ham. I'm going to call them up, tell them to come get it. I'm going to kill one Saturday if I can, and I'll have to have my boxes to put it in.
Oh, you kill your own ham?
Yes, I kill my own meat. It's up there way up there.
And the attic?
Ma'am?
And the, what, upstairs?
Upstairs in the other room, where are we?
I see.
Boy, when it's right there like this, where the cold air can come in.
Well, I bet you do a good job curing it.
I sure do, and everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. West up there, that by you, he takes one or two of those hams if I can carry them up there, but I found somebody else and these boys. Yeah, and I won't sell them. I'll just wait and see if they get them.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting one of those good hams.
I can't eat them. I've got no teeth.
Oh, you don't. Well,
I says, when I come here, I didn't have any teeth, and I'm not going to put any. I'm going to go away just like I come. I ain't got but two or three lying in there.
Well, are you able to eat very well without
the I can't eat no ham, shoulders, it's too tough.
Yeah.
Can't chew it. But the other girls, I eat it. Yeah. I eat it. Cheese and eggs or eggs, if I should happen to want one. I find something to live on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look like you're in good shape. I notice you walking out there in the yard. You walk like a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, but I doubt me seeing another year.
You think so?
I doubt me seeing another year.
Well, you seem in pretty good shape.
I feel like if I could go to work, I would be in better shape.
What kind of work?
Oh, just fine. Just chopping a horn or something of that kind.
Uh-huh.
And when summertime comes, I lay in a dozen pair. Big thick socks, I just put them on and I go barefoot, and that helps my feet.
Yes.
It helps my feet.
Yes, that's
I don't go, I used to fly all the time. I fly here since I've been here. Last year, a little bit barefoot.
You did?
Yeah. I'm going to fill out your business, but I'm going to fill out your business, but sometime, like you come, I don't have time. I've got a lot to do now. And see, these folks is here, and I've got to get in the wood farm and keep fire, have a fire, something like that. And every morning I got a job of cleaning and sleeping up.
Well, you talking about get more work to do. You really don't need any more, do you?
I might not.
You don't? Then maybe you'll be worked down.
Now listen.